So let freedom ring, amen? Let freedom ring, happy 4th of July. I even say that to my Scottish friend. Happy 4th of July, because he loves hearing that, being English. But he and I have this relationship that we like to tease one another. He actually gave me a flag. He gave me an American flag a year ago, and he said, you can fly it any day but the 4th of July. Well, guess what? It's still flying in my yard, and he'll probably come over and have a burger with me today, so he's gonna live, amen? But I love this guy, and he's such a great asset to my life. But happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. But what does it mean to be independent? I think that's the problem with where we're at in our country today. And OSL students, I'm sorry, the message is let freedom ring. I'm sorry, no, the message is not let freedom ring. The message is step up, and the series would be my Spirit of America series. It's an ongoing series. It goes years and years and years, and it's just speaking about things in America. Today I'm speaking about Independence Day. But what does it mean to be independent? We get, especially from this day that we're celebrating today, the birth of America, we get that it's freedom from others ruling over us, from telling us how we should serve God and those types of things. We get that. We understand the history of our nation. Along with that goes the freedom to be who we're meant to be, right? To live in a way of who we are meant to be, who God created us to be. And as this day goes, it was the freedom to be our own country with our own laws and with our own leadership. And at the very root of it, really this comes down to it. This is what it's all about, folks, whether you want to admit it or not, whether you even care to admit it or not, it was our freedom to worship God the way we felt that was correct to do so according to His Holy Scriptures. Amen? That's really what it is. So let me get into our scriptures today, though it's going to be a little while in the message before I get to the scriptures. I want to read them to set the atmosphere. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Verses 7 to 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 7 to 18. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you today. Verse 7. But if the ministry of death, written and engraved on stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away, how will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? For if the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness exceeds much more in glory. For even what was made glorious had no glory in this respect because of the glory that excels. Verse 11, for if what is passing away was glorious, what remains is much more glorious. Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech. Unlike Moses, who put a veil over his face so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away. But their minds were blinded, for until this day the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on the heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit. Listen to this. This is my verse today. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty or freedom. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, I want to set this up just quickly today because I want to move into what I want to say. Here, the Apostle Paul is writing to the church about the difference between the Spirit, the new covenant of Christ, and the law, the old covenant of Moses, the Old Testament versus the New Testament. Now, we don't verse the New Testament and Old Testament. We don't compare them, okay? We believe that the Old Testament was fulfilled in the New Testament. We believe that you can't have the New Testament without the principles of the Old Testament, and that what is revealed in the New Testament is really God's Old Testament being brought to life through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And that's what Paul says here. And so Paul has a lot to say here about the law versus the Spirit, the law passing away, the Spirit remaining, the law bringing a veil upon people's minds because they're not seeing the revelation of Jesus Christ. They miss it. He's talking about the Jewish people, naturally, because they don't know that Jesus, they don't recognize Jesus as their Savior. They don't recognize Him as the Son of God, as the Messiah. And so they miss the fulfillment of the Old Testament. And so he says they're still blinded by the Old Testament, by the law. And look what he says down here in verse 17, because it's very important today. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We say it like this. We sing songs and we quote it like this. We say it and sing it like this. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Amen. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Today, what we celebrate, church, is we celebrate freedom. The problem is that not every one of us as Americans understand what we're really celebrating. They don't understand what freedom really is. Lately, the freedom in our country has been made much more about personal rights. The freedom in our country has been made much more about personal agendas than even, the wants that I want. And even if I want to kill somebody, I have the right to do that. I mean, just that's what I want to do. I don't even have to think about it. I just go ahead and do it. And if you want to believe that today, then that's fine. But I want you to know that freedom is much more than personal rights. What freedom, the way that God ordained it, really is much more about us ministering to people, giving to people, being a part of people's lives than anything else. And so you can make it whatever you want, but I want you to know that you're missing out on some of the greatest components of freedom if that's all you see it from a selfish mindset. For the main point about real freedom is that it requires something from you. Do you get that? Freedom requires something from us. Freedom requires us to be involved in something. Freedom requires us to be a part of something. And when we see freedom or we see liberty, I'm going to use those terms interchangeably. So if I say liberty, you know I mean freedom. If I say freedom, you know I mean liberty, okay? I'm going to use them interchangeable. But when we see freedom or liberty just as something that we are owed, something that we believe is due us, then we never see that the greatest liberty comes when we start to give. I go to a forefather of our church. In 1765, John Adams wrote this in a paper that he was writing. But basically, Paul is comparing the law to the Spirit. John Adams, in this paper that he's writing, is comparing kingship to leadership, to presidentship, to our form of government. That's what he's doing. He's comparing the two. He says this: liberty cannot be preserved without a general knowledge among the people, who have a right from the frame of their nature, from the time that they were created, to knowledge as their great creator, who does nothing in vain, has given them understandings and a desire to know. But besides this, they have a right, an indisputable, unalienable, undefeasible, divine right to that most dreaded and envied kind of knowledge. Listen to what he says. I mean of the characters and conduct of their rulers. Listen to what he's saying there. So we see here that liberty or freedom involves rights. We get that. So anybody saying, well, I have a right to this, I get it. I get it. That's part of freedom. I get that. But look at the type of right that he's speaking about here. He's talking about the right, the indisputable, it can't be disputed. It's unalienable, it doesn't matter what your background is, what your skin color is. Indefeasible, it can't be defeated. And it's divine, it comes from God. What is the right? Knowledge. Knowledge about what? Knowledge that affects the conduct and the character of a person. What is he saying? Yes, he is saying that we should know as much as possible about both the character and the conduct of our rulers. He's saying that. That's what he's saying. He's saying we have a right to know, to have knowledge of, to find out about who these people are that we are putting in place, who these people are that we are voting, their conduct and their character. We have a right to find that out. Now, your media doesn't want you to know what's going on with any of these people. They hide everything. They cover everything up. If something's exposed, it's quickly covered up again. Unless you're on the other side, then it's exposed even to greater detail. But that's the media. We all get that. That's another message down the road. I'm not going there today. This is going to be a good message in regards to what God says about freedom. All right? But I do need to touch on that because that's what John Adams says. He says the right that you have in freedom is to know and to be able to experience who the conduct and the personality and the character of your leaders are. And let's face it, so few Americans tend to do so. So few Americans even care to know who they're casting their vote for. But more than that, he's pointing towards something in each of us. I think that what John Adams meant here was that every one of us, listen, brothers and sisters, listen online, I'm talking to you today. Every one of us bears the responsibility to be knowledgeable about both the people who want our votes as it relates to nature and to the history of our rights and the issues that are before us as a society. I believe that. So that's one of the issues. And I tell you that this is an area in where we have failed so miserably as a country. Three things, I'm done, and then I'll move on to what I want to say because there's more to this. So because of that focus, because of Americans not understanding and relating to the choices they're making based on the freedoms that they have, here's what we have. We have politicians today, right and left, who will make any promise and say any word to get elected, even though it's very evident that after they get in office, they never meant it. Then we have special interest groups who give to these politicians and then demand in reciprocity that the government do things for us as people that the government has no business being involved in or doing. And then thirdly, all of this has given to us, listen to what I'm about to say, it's going to relate right to where we are today. All of this has given to us a general populace, a large portion of our people in America, who no longer understand that for the government to give us all of these things means that it's taking it from other people. Okay? When you got your stimulus check, somebody else was paying $5,790 for the $1,400 that you got. Okay? Oh, really? Yeah, it's not free. You can't keep printing money. You can't keep making paper and saying, well, we can just dole it all out because, no. Somebody's got to pay for that. Now, not wanting to make that the point of my message, which I've already made clear, I said all of that to say this. Your freedom, my freedom, and our freedom, America's freedom, comes at a price. Do you hear what I'm saying? And if you don't understand what that is today, as we celebrate, as we see fireworks go off, and as we have our barbecues, and as we honor our men who have fought in battles, if you don't understand that it comes at a price, you can ask any family who has had a family member serve in the armed forces about that price, and they can tell you. Talk to one of our veterans. Go to a veteran's home to see that price. But it also involves you and me, brother and sister. It also involves us, fellow American. We have a price that we must pay. Freedom or liberty requires responsibility. Freedom or liberty requires responsibility. And it's more than just our vote, as important as that is. Today, the more that we hear about the freedom that everyone has to exercise their rights, to live any lifestyle that they want to live, the more we hear about those things, the more that those things are ramped up, the greater and more become our criminals. We have crime. I watch the Philadelphia news every night. I can't believe the amount of shootings that take place in a single day in the city of Philadelphia. And it's not just Philadelphia. It's all over our country. People are just out there doing criminals. The greater and more become the number of hopeless people. All this freedom that we have, and we live in a country where the more amount of people are on depressants and all these other medications to try to help them survive the things that they're trying to get through. Because we have the greatest number of hopeless people. The more freedom we have to do what we want, the greater the amount of hopeless people. The more freedom that we have to do what we want, the more freedom that we have to live life the way we want to live it, the greater number of dependent people we have upon the government and upon handouts. Oh, and this one, the greater the freedom, the greater that the American public has to do what they want and live how they want, the greater our courts are full. But we can't get people to work. Why? Because they're suing one another to get money rather than just going out and getting a job to get money. Is that liberty? I think not. That's not the liberty that I want to clap for today. That's not the liberty that I want to eat a burger for today. That's not the liberty that I want to slap a veteran on the back and say thank you for your service today. Because what they gave was for more than that. You see, Liberty Church requires responsibility. One person put it this way. Liberty without responsibility is license. Let me say that because that's key to my message today. Liberty without responsibility is license. What does that mean? It means if I don't have a responsibility in getting everything that I want, then I just have a license to get it. And I'll exert that license everywhere I go, and everybody's going to pay me for it, because I have a license now. They've said that I have the right to that. I don't have to give to it. I don't have to pay anything for it. So I have a license for it. And we see that so rampant in our society today. People desiring to do anything without restraint, anything they want without restraint and without any cost. Because the mindset is this. You talk to young people today, and the things that they're being taught in school and the things that they're being taught in colleges, and here's what's going to come out of their mouths at some point. Somebody else is going to pay for it. Think about it. Our young people are being raised with that mentality. Get what you want. Make sure it's free because somebody else is going to pay for it. I'm getting tired of paying for it. I really am. Somebody else is going to, we're going to give your kids free college. No. Let your kid work for college. Let them come out with bills. My kids came out with bills. I'm paying that bill. Now, I'm not giving it to them for free. Guess what? But I'm paying the bills for their college. I don't want the government to give it to me. I want to pay that bill because I want to remind myself that years ago, I should have put something away for their college, and I didn't. And so it's my responsibility to make sure that their bills are paid that they have. I'm sorry. That's my place. Liabilities, larger tax-funded handouts to support those who do not want to work and do. Finally, our businesses are starting to open. My Wawa in Collins Lake finally is open 24 hours. But up till just about 3 weeks ago, a week ago, 2 weeks ago maybe, they were open till 10 p.m. because they couldn't get workers. I was down on the boardwalk in Ocean City, and some of the stores that have multiple places on the boardwalk, they have signs saying, please visit us at this place. We're not open because we can't find workers. There's a problem in that. Anybody else have a problem with that? Liability suits that make no sense. They really don't have the right. These liability suits that the irresponsible can seek an easy source of income. And we have people living on the court system rather than just going out and pulling their own weights. Government agencies, this is what ticks me off, that tell us what we can eat, that tell us what vitamins to take, that tell us what risks we can assume, that tell us what we can read, what we can't read, what we can paint, what we can't paint, what we can say and what we can't say. Is that liberty? Is that freedom? That's not what my forefathers imagined in America. That's not what the family members that went to war in my family thought they were fighting for. Listen, one of my biggest problems with the vaccination is why I'm not vaccinated. You don't have to be afraid of me, so don't worry about it. I need to be afraid of you because you can carry it if you're vaccinated and give it to me, okay? So don't worry about me. Stop that. Stop this mentality that the government's teaching you that says, stay away from vaccinated people. No, you're fine. You got the vaccination. I'm the one that gets sick. That's my choice. But you know what my biggest choice is? It's not because this is happening. Yes, people are dying from it. Yes, hearts are being enlarged from it. Yes, things are happening. Now, I'm not trying to talk you out of it. What I'm saying is this, I have a right not to be vaccinated. And you don't have a right to know whether I'm vaccinated or not. I had to give up a cruise this year because I'm not vaccinated. They would not let me on the boat. I think that's wrong, but that's all right. I moved my cruise to next year, and by the time all this stuff is hopefully sorted out and all the lawsuits are done, hopefully I'll be able to get on my cruise. But the reason why I'm not vaccinated is simply because I don't want somebody telling me what to do. It's downright rebelliousness. It's the human nature. No government is going to tell me that I need to be vaccinated. I don't take a flu shot any year. I never have. And you know what? I'm not going to be vaccinated unless I want to be vaccinated. So you can say, well, Pastor, you're stupid. I get it. Listen, I already had COVID, and I think the antibodies in my body go much further than what they're telling me. Because if the antibodies of a shot can take place in your life and keep you from it, then the antibodies of having it naturally definitely go further than what they're telling me. I'll take my chances with God and with what, my health and the way God created me for right now. Maybe I am stupid. Maybe I'm not thinking clearly. But see, it's a problem for me when the government has to tell me what I can do and what I can't do. That's a problem for me. Is that liberty? No. Is it freedom? No. So let me get into it, because sadly, this is becoming our America. But does it have to be church? No. 2 Chronicles 7:14, you know the verse. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. We quote this verse all the time. God can heal our land. God will heal our land if we turn to him. In the case of freedom, what does turning to him look like? It means taking on responsibility. It means becoming responsible in our freedom. In our scriptures today, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. This is the answer to those seeking freedom in America. You want freedom in America. Here's your answer. True freedom is found, listen, Not where people are exercising their rights, not where they're burning down buildings, not where they're hanging signs across, not where they're blocking streets so people can't go through. That is not freedom. Freedom is only found where the Spirit of the Lord is. So therefore, if you want true freedom, American, if you want true freedom, brothers or sisters, create a place for God in your life. God's going to send His Spirit to dwell in that place. And guess what's going to happen? There will be freedom. Not only does the presence of the Spirit of the Lord bring us freedom, but the presence of the Spirit of the Lord changes our character. What does America need? We need a change of character. We need a change of character from the very top. This is what John Adams said. You need to know and you need to cast your vote based on the knowledge of who these people are. We put these people in place and a year down the road, we're like, wow, I didn't see that coming. You should have. They were very clear in a news article 15 years ago when they were a congressman or a congresswoman that this is what they believed in. Or 10 years ago or 5 years ago or a year ago. You should know. You just didn't do your studying. You didn't do your due diligence before casting the vote. Oh, wow, I'm really taken. I can't believe they did that. Why? The character of a man doesn't change unless the Holy Spirit changes the character of a man. Amen? He changes our character. That's what we need in America today. We need character to change. That's what John Adams was speaking about in his writing about freedom and rights. In fact, let's look back at that for a minute. Liberty cannot be preserved without a general knowledge among the people who have a right from the frame of their nature to knowledge, as their great creator, who does nothing in vain, has given them understandings and a desire to know. But besides this, they have a right, an indisputable, unalienable, indefeasible, divine right to that most dreaded and envied kind of knowledge. I mean, of the characters and conduct of their rulers. Who gave us that right? Did our president give us that right? No. Did the senator give us? No. Look at that. Did the mayor give us? No. Who gave us that right? The great creator. Who is the great creator? Father God in heaven himself gave us this right to know, to be able to discern the conduct and the character of the men and women that we put into place. And guess what? He does nothing in vain, the Bible says. That means that he gave us this right on purpose, church. And that means that he gave us this right hoping that we would use it, knowing that if we used it, it would change who we were, who we are, and who we will be as a people and as a nation. There it is. Without responsibility, without taking the responsibility for that right, without taking the responsibility for that freedom, without you and I doing something with what God gave us to use, we do not and cannot experience liberty. Are you getting this today? I know maybe I turned some of you off because of where I went originally, but I needed to make that point to make this point. Because it's more than just our vote. It's about the way we live. Responsibility means having rationality. Can I say that again? Responsibility means having rationality. It doesn't mean being Democrat or Republican. It means having rationality. You know what rationality is? Here's what I think rationality is. Here's my definition. Maybe I'm wrong. Rationality is seeing things for what they really are. I'm rational about it. I see things for what they really are. Our schools, our jobs, they're not rational. I just showed you 2 or 3 weeks ago. When I talked about the critical race theory, I told you about big business in America that is now training their people to think and be a certain way. You can't be rational in your business anymore or you lose your job. You can't be rational in your school anymore or you lose your job or you'll flunk out. And so our schools are just pouring it on our kids and they're teaching our kids to see the world only one way. If you see the world any other way, you're wrong. If you see the world outside of the colored glasses that they want you to see it out, you're wrong. If you're preaching the Bible, which sees the world outside of those things, you're wrong. You have no right to say it. And you're a racist, and you're a hypocrite, and you're everything else. But I want to tell you, rationality is seeing things for what they really are. The world isn't what the schools are telling us. The world isn't what the colleges are telling us. The world isn't truly what the news is telling us. The world truly isn't what the world is telling us. God's word points us in the right direction. Man's word points us in the wrong direction. Just look at verse 18. But we all with unveiled face, look at this. We all with unveiled face In other words, seeing clearly now. We're seeing clearly now. No longer the veil of the law. Now through the Spirit, we're seeing clearly. The Spirit is bringing liberty. The Spirit is bringing an open eye experience. We're like, oh my gosh. I love watching babies. Now, Matthew was asleep today. David's got Matthew here. And Matthew was asleep today. And I walked past Matthew and he was awake. And you know what he's doing? He wasn't crying. He wasn't fussing. Why is he like that? Because when he went to sleep, this wasn't here. Maybe he went to sleep in Dad's car. Maybe he went to sleep looking at Dad's face as he was wrapping up. I don't know when he went to sleep. But he gets here, and now it's a whole new world. And I think we need to look at the whole new world. I think we need the Spirit of God to lead us and to guide us and to bring some rationality so that we can look at this world and say, you know what? It's not what they say it is. You know what? I don't have to do what they tell me I have to do. You know what? God's in charge of this. You know what? Look at this place. And so he's just looking all around. And I go over to him and I tickled his toes. You know what he did? He wiggled his toes. Why? Because something touched him that he wasn't aware of. It was below his vision. And so I touched his toes and he wiggled his toes. Why? Because, I felt something I didn't feel before. And I think what the liberty of the Spirit is, I think what true freedom is to rise up in this country, in this world, and live the life that God has given you to live, and not fall under the judgment of doing so by the world around you, and just being free to exhibit and to experience the fullness of the Spirit rather than the letter of the law. What we've got now is law, 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 law. Make the people do this. And you know what they're doing? Fear, fear, fear. Oh, if you don't get vaccinated, you're not going to be able to do this. You're not going to be that. You know what? Forget you. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And there's nothing that you're going to tell me that I can't do. Enough there. But it's other things. It's not just vaccinations. It's you can't say this. You can't do that. You can't be a part of this. You can't be a part of that. The church can't do this. And here's what I hear. The church can't do this. The church can't do that. The Christian can't be this. The Christian can't be that. Now, maybe it's just because I'm a believer that this is bothering me, or a pastor, but I don't know. It just seems like on the church, put the thumb down and anybody else can do whatever they want. This might be one of those frustrated things that my wife says, stay away from. It's frustration for me. So let me get out of it. So we've got this unfailed face. Let me get back to what God gave me to talk about. Amen. And he says, we behold in the mirror. You know what the mirror is? The mirror is God's word. And we begin to look in God's word. And you know what? Now that we're unveiled, now that our faces are seeing, now that we're looking through the right thing, oh my gosh, you mean God said that? You mean God meant that? You mean God promised? I read this verse 100,000 times before, never saw this. Why am I seeing it now, Pastor? Because your face has become unveiled. Because now you're seeing through the Spirit. You're not seeing the law. And God is showing you things and teaching you things. And if we could look at our world like that, if we could look at our country like that, what we will celebrate today would be much greater than just celebrating the way that they tell us we have to celebrate, or celebrating the things that they say we have to celebrate. As we look into his word, we see his glory, and we gain an understanding of God, or we gain the knowledge of the Creator, like John Adams said. That's what John Adams said, didn't he? You gain the knowledge of the Creator. When we gain that knowledge of the Creator, you know what happens? We're transformed and we see things differently. We see things for what they really are, what they've truly become. And you know what happens then? Then we take responsibility for not falling for the brainwashing that is taking place, but for living the way that God ordained us to live, not just as Americans, but as human beings. We begin to think for ourselves, praise God, under the unction of the Holy Spirit. Thinking according to the word, thinking according to the wisdom of the Creator, and making choices based on those things. I no longer have to make choices because this person tells me that, because the president says this, or the Senate says this, or the local government says this. I no longer have to make choices based on those things. I make choices based on what does my God say about this? What does the Creator of the universe say about this? They didn't create man. They don't understand the heart of man. They don't even know that their hearts are wicked, because every man's heart is wicked. Every woman's heart is wicked because of sin. And so we begin to make choices, not based on those things, but we make choices based on the word, based on the wisdom of the Creator. And as those choices are made, listen, we'll be able to do the right thing at the right time for the right reason. You want to talk about freedom? This is our problem in America today with freedom. They want to tell us what is right. They want to force us to do what is right. The problem is, get this, listen to this, because this makes total sense to me. If we force a person to do the right thing, we will never be able to have confidence in the worth of what that person did. If I just, this is it, this is what you got to do, this is what you got to do, and I do it, then they have really no confidence that I made that choice out of my own thinking, right? All they have the confidence of is, okay, he's one of those drones, we got him, you know, he's just going to follow us through, he's going to be, you know, like a lamb led to the slaughter. Think about that. This is why God gave us the ability to choose him. Those of you watching, you're saying, well, I don't believe in God. Maybe you joined us today because some weird title came up or because you hit the wrong thing. And maybe I'm speaking to you and you're thinking, well, I don't believe that way, Pastor. Or I don't. Well, listen, this is why God gave us the ability to believe exactly the way you're believing. You don't have to believe in God. It's a choice. Every one of us in this room had to make a choice to follow God or a choice not to. And that's what God wanted, because God didn't want drones. God didn't want slaves. God didn't want robots. He wanted us to choose to follow him because we wanted to. And see, that truly shows the character of a man or woman is what they choose to do on their own. Not because they have to fit into a mold. Not because they have to squeeze into a box or into a peg position they're round and they need to fit into a square peg because that's what somebody says. No, they choose to do those things because I want to do those things. I'm free to do those things. That's freedom. That's what the men and women of this country fought for. That's what they put their lives on the line for, and many of them paid with their life for, so that we could, today on July 4th, take a breath of fresh air and say, you know what? I'm doing this because I want to. I'm doing this because I'm able to. I'm doing this because with a clear conscience, I know that I'm able to do this. I believe this. It's from the innards of me. It's who I am. It's everything about me. God knows the worth of our action. When people do the right thing freely, then we can have confidence in their character. If I say to you, church, here's what we want to do. We want to do an Apple Fest. I have no idea what an Apple Fest is. I'm leaving this to Dan and Mary Lee. But I want to do an Apple Fest. We want to do an Apple Fest. This is an outreach to our community. We're going to do some great things during this. And I say, but you all have to be involved. First of all, two things happen right away. Right then when I said that, you said, I'm not going to be there. I'm not signing my name. Why? Because it's natural rebellion. I'm not taking the vaccination because they told me to. Natural rebellion, right? And so that's what comes up. And I'm not doing it. But if I say, you know, guys, we have a chance. And we saw this on Father's Day. We have a chance to touch our community. We have a chance to minister the love of God. There's going to be bands playing that are going to be singing the love of God. There's going to be a message to the adults. There's going to be a message to the children coming off of that makeshift stage. And we're going to present Jesus Christ. I'm going to say, this could go a long way in our community. You know what? People in the church are going to say, Pastor, I'll be involved. Man, I don't have a lot of time that day, but I can give 3 hours to set up. Oh, I could tear down. Oh, I could run this or I could run that. I could be involved in this. I could be involved in that. Why is that happening? And why is that a blessing to me? Because that happened out of who you are, and it happened out of your freedom. You're not being made. You're not being guilted to do it. We're presenting something and you're saying, I can do that. That's a great joy. That's freedom. That's what we're celebrating today as we celebrate the birth of our country. If Americans are doing things out of benevolence, if they're doing things out of productiveness, if they're doing things out of integrity, then we knew that they're doing it out of their good character. But if they took the action out of fear because they were told they would not be able to live life, or they wouldn't get the check from the church, or not from the church, from the government, or they would be kicked out of their home, or this or that will happen, then we will never know anything about the goodness of their character or whether their character is even good. And that is where we are in society today. It's more than your vote. It's about the way you're living life. What do we see today? Fear, fear, fear. What have we seen for the last 16 months? Fear, fear, fear. You do this or this. And none of it was true. Very little of it was true. We're just finding out now some of the stuff we heard about COVID and how much it was lies. Matter of fact, there's a certain man that you saw on TV every night that you're not seeing anymore. Why? Because he's in hiding, because all of his lies have been found out. That's a shame. But we took every word that he said on the news every night. And so it's a shame. Fear, fear, fear. Fear is not freedom. If I've got to wake up and do what I do because I'm fearful about it, it's not freedom. Freedom is getting up and saying, "Woo, thank you, Jesus. I'm free today. Hallelujah. I can go about as long as I'm following your command for my life, as long as I'm living in your word, as long as I'm doing what you tell me to do, and my heart just wants to serve you, Jesus. Oh my gosh, I'm free. Hallelujah. And I'll go and do whatever you tell me to do because I'm free. Hallelujah. And I'll enjoy it because I'm free. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what we want to celebrate. And that's the point that Paul's making in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. The law was about fear. Do this because, and God laid that law for a reason, because God wanted to lead us to the blessings of Christ, to the new covenant. And that's where the Spirit of the Lord, and the Spirit of the Lord leads us, and the Spirit of the Lord guides us, and the Spirit of the Lord changes us. And now we get to do those things because we choose to do them. Jesus says, no longer do you have to follow the law, because I placed the law on your heart. I've written it on your heart. And if you love me, you will keep my commandments. It's not about having to keep the commandments. It's about waking up every day and saying, Jesus as your son, Father God as your son, I'm going to follow you today because I'm free to do that. And I choose to do that because of everything you have done in your life. Our character and our heart have been changed because of the Spirit. This is what Paul says. So we choose to love the Lord, and we choose to follow him, and then we choose to love mankind around us, and then we choose to do what we can do to touch mankind around us and to make a difference in mankind's lives, because that is the very heart of the Spirit of God. Could you see if that freedom was rampant in America, what would take place? We'd put our guns down and we'd begin to help people. We'd put our lives, you know, we'd put our lives on hold to help others get to where they need to be. But we don't have that because we're told from the top that that doesn't work, and we're told that it can't work. And so just listen to what we're saying, do what we're doing, and we're going to get you there. Well, we've been in existence for 200 and something years and you haven't got us there yet. I think God's word may have a little more to teach us than some of the principles that we live by in our own country. See, unfortunately, this is not the heart of much of America today. So which would you rather have? I'm closing. One is true freedom, not to know fear. The other is fear. It's not freedom. It's the direct opposite of it. Freedom requires responsibility. It requires that we do something. It requires that we commit to something. It requires that we become a part of something. Let me bring this to a close. I told you today that if liberty doesn't have responsibility, then it's just a license. Let me tell you what licenses have gotten to us. License always feels easier than liberty. License means taking without giving, consuming without producing, and faking instead of facing reality. License has taken over from liberty in part because of the doctrine that there is no rational basis for values. If nothing is truly good or bad, if it's all a matter of opinion, then why not just follow your whims and do what you want? And the Bible says, church, that this would happen in the last days. Isaiah 5:20 says this: woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Let's be careful about the things that we follow if people are telling us that it's good and it's bad. If the Bible says it's bad, it's bad. Amen? Church, there is a basis for value. It's found in the Word of God. You want to know what's valuable and what's not? Look at the things of God. Somebody just told me the other day, and I thought, I got a dry lip or something going on here. Somebody told me something the other day, and I thought it was so cool. They said, you know, it was your brother Mark. Mark's so funny, man. I love that brother. He says, you know, Ken, he says, a man was determined in his life that all he was going to get was gold, 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 gold. And so he stocks up all this gold. And so when he gets to heaven, he's got this bag of gold on his back. And as he's walking through the gate, all the angels are kind of laughing and talking about him. Hey, look at that guy. He's carrying a bunch of tar around, right? Because what are the streets made out of in heaven? Gold, right? So what's valuable? Gold isn't valuable to God. He paves the streets with it. You see what I'm saying? So if you want to know the values of life, look to the Word. There's a great measure of what is good and what is bad. It's in the Word of God. You want to know what's good? You want to know what's bad? You want to know what you should be doing, what you shouldn't be doing? It's in the Word of God. We can't leave things up to the opinions of man. Does that make sense? And I'll tell you why. Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So we can't leave things up to the opinion of man because man's heart is wicked. But then God says in Acts 15:8, listen, so God who knows the heart acknowledged them by giving them the Holy Spirit just as he did to us. I'm closing with this. I'm bringing all these thoughts together. I'm praying it makes sense to you. So man's heart is wicked. This is why man tells us to do this, 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 and this, and they'll bless us, and they'll give to us, and they'll take care of us. Their hearts are wicked. They want us to serve them. God wants us to serve us, wants us to serve him, but he's not going to command that we serve him. He's going to send us the Spirit. The Spirit's going to take the blinders off of our eyes. We're going to see the Word for the first time in all of its truth. We're going to see the glory of God. We're going to allow that glory to touch our lives, transform our lives. God's going to make us new people. We're going to be involved in each other's lives in this country in different ways because now we're new people. We've been transformed. Our minds are thinking differently. Our hearts are thinking differently. We're caring for people all around us. And so God, who knows the wicked heart, acknowledges them, gives them the Holy Spirit. And what does the Holy Spirit do? Brings freedom. What does America need on July 4th? The Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. We can know freedom in America. We can know freedom in our lives today. You online can know freedom in your life today. You here can know freedom in your life today. And it all comes through knowing the Spirit of the Lord. I entitled this message, Step Up. Pastor, you didn't use that term one time. Why is the message entitled Step Up? Because I'm closing with it. I hear a lot of people saying step up today. I watch a commercial for a drug for AIDS, Step Up. I hear people telling me, step up, be vaccinated. I hear people saying, step up for this reason. Step up and be counted. Step up and be a part of this movement. Step up and be deny that. Step up and do this. Step up and do this. Listen, I want to say this today, and in closing, I will close with this thought. Brothers and sisters, church, step up and move into freedom. Amen? Step up and allow the Spirit of God to use you. Step up and allow the Spirit of God to transform you. Step up and make a difference. Step up and be different. Step up and be a child of God. And when you bow your heads as a child of God at your dinner table today, at that picnic table today, wherever you are today, when you bow your heads, you know what's going to happen? You're truly going to know freedom. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And you're going to celebrate what our country was founded on, and you're going to celebrate the principles that will not lead us astray if we will cling to them and stick to them and trust them, because they are founded on the very Word of God. The Word of God is the Spirit of God, right? And the Word of God brings liberty as well. Amen? So step up. Let's pray.